Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thanks for tuning us in and turning us on. I want to just say the day has come. Let me give a shout out to Benny. Hi, Benny. How you doing, Mr. B?
Good, Pat. And yourself?
Good.
Right on.
Getting ready for, guess what, tomorrow? Tomorrow, like Friday, like...
This weekend, yeah.
Like holiday.
It's a holiday week. It's a Halloween week. A lot of
Halloween.
Yep, there you go.
It's Halloween.
Getting ready for it.
Getting ready for it. Lessons learned for me. Do you want to know my lesson learned about this?
Yeah, of course. Go for it.
So once upon a time, I made the mistake of picking Halloween. And it wasn't a mistake at the time. But I made the mistake of picking Halloween as like an anniversary date, like in a relationship. And then you break up. Mm-hmm, and it's mm-hmm. like, oh, my goodness. Is that holiday tainted forever? No, it's not. But it does take some getting used to. Couple things happening on this Halloween, though, I'm excited about. David, you excited about tonight?
I'm excited. Big show.
Tell everybody what you've been working on. The big show. Big show.
The Psychic and the Doc with Dr. Pat Basile, of course, and Mark Anthony.
Yep. Boy, that's a big step for me, Benny. And so that's going to be on Transformation Talk Radio at the moment, talking to the KKNW people, but we'll see. That's going to be on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 4 o'clock, and also it is live on Facebook. And so that's Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio. This is our first show. We're going to be talking about the psychic and the doc, but we're not going to be talking about that. We're going to do readings and a whole bunch of other things. We're going to talk about what this means, practical paranormal power unleashed, and why this is important in the times we live in. But I got to tell you, it started as a dream. It did. And somewhere along the line, I was talking to a guest. I mean, this was years ago. And I think Benny could even remember it. And I was talking to a guest. And, you know, I go way back to my buddy Steve. I go way back to Pete, and Pete and I were going to do a show together. And I remember a couple years thereafter Pete passed away, and I never did do another show. I had this dream, and it was a dream that made me a little bit afraid. And that's why I'm telling you right here, that's why Stephanie Gelling is joining me here today, the Complete Book of Dreams. That's what we're going to talk about. But I had this dream, and I had this dream about doing a different kind of show. But it wasn't the first dream I've ever had. And it's not the first time I've had a dream sleeping and then also awake. So today, we're going to talk about what the Complete Book of Dreams is about. What it is about dreams that can take us to this place of well-being. What is it about times that we don't remember our dreams? And sometimes, do we dream all the same? Like for me, I dream visually, but I may not remember like exactly what was said, but I would remember something. So this is where we get to talk with someone that beyond everything that has to do with dreaming, you know, is a life guide, a wellness consultant, an author, 25 years helping people step into their best being and using an incredible, holistic approach. And what that means to me today is very different than what it meant to me years ago. What it means to me today is that if I touch a drop of water, and I mean physically touch a drop of water. There's a ripple effect. And the question is there a ripple effect in our lives? Now, when you couple this with Stephanie, I don't know if Stephanie's going to like help me with a couple of other things today, but when you look at dreams and you look at what's happening astrologically today, we got a little moon coming up here, and we got Jupiter that's still hanging out in Capricorn, but getting ready to pop into Aquarius. How do you make sense of it all? That's what Stephanie's going to help us with. Stephanie, it's great to have you on the show.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you.
Okay, so you didn't know that we were going to talk about all that stuff, right?
I love it. I'm really excited.
So, and the reason that this is important, you know, dreams are something that have been part of my life. And I want to start off with this, by this story. And then I want really to unleash your wisdom and knowledge and talk about the book. As a kid, and I've talked about my upbringing, projects, broken family, the whole thing, mom suicide, the whole thing. But as a kid, there was something really interesting that I would do. I watched all the horror movies. You couldn't keep me out of the 25 cent, go to the movie and watch Godzilla, whatever they were, the giant behemoth, the crawling eye. I don't care. That was me. But when I went to bed at night, I had these weird dreams. And so I decided to take every fictitious character, read comic books, and I made them my army. And at night, I would predetermine what I dreamt about. And I got to tell you, that stuff gets you into Dr. Jacoby's office really quick when you share that stuff with your parents, because they think you're losing your mind. But help us walk into the world of dreams and the scope of what children experience, how it works, and remind us that we're not losing our minds.
Absolutely. So the world of dreams is as vast as the universe, right? And as varied and individual as we are, right? I mean, it is something that connects all of us and all of us throughout time, right? For eons, people have been fascinated by their dreams. And dreams have been something, as we all try to figure out, what is this thing, right? This numinous, mysterious thing that like comes to us, that leaves us. You know, it's something that throughout history, cultures have really grappled with to try to understand and is seen through their lens. And that's so beautiful, right? When we think about like as disparate or maybe divided sometimes we are, that this does thread us together. And with children, you know, thinking about what you said about sort of predetermining, right? Like taking your waking awareness, right? And bringing that into the dream, right? That's something that is really powerful, because I also think too, like, we think sleeping and awake, right? Like we're so divided, but it's just one, they're different aspects of ourselves, and one flows into another. So that you predetermined, that you brought that intentionality, if I'm understanding what you shared correctly.
Yeah, that's it. I still do it.
Yeah, into the dream. And, you know, there's a practice, and this has roots, ancient roots, but we practice this now today too, called dream incubation, right? You set the intention for what you want your subconscious mind or your mind that connects with the all to bring you in your dreams. Before you go to bed, you set that intention, or like you would do, I assume, like, right, you say, I'm going to gather these allies and I'm going to have them help me to navigate this field. So it's really something that's yet another beautiful thing, and very revealing and very empowering for us.
And, you know, one of the things, too, is, you know, first of all, let me congratulate you on a masterpiece of a book on dreams. And, you know, everything from the beginning and your questions that so many people say, talking about ancient dream wisdom. And what I love about this is we forget about ancient dream wisdom. And if I'm going to remember correctly in the book, you know, you talk about this dating something like 21 BC, like thousands, like, right? And that doesn't mean people didn't dream before that. It's just that we're starting to see perhaps hieroglyphics or glyphs or evidence, right? But this is something that people get divided on. And I think I used to be one of them before I realized I don't dream at night. I can't remember my dreams. I don't dream. How often have you heard that, Stephanie? I'm just asking.
All the time. Right? I'm not a dreamer. I don't dream.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we realize, well, wait a minute. Maybe we do. What do you find in, you cover this in the book, but what do you find is the realization that people have, you know, when they read your book or they work with you, and that they have that moment where you're like, oh, but yeah, this happened. It's like a new world. And I don't know if you talk to people about dreaming, but people that that say they don't dream, my experience is they feel a little left out. What do you think?
Yeah, and that's too, right? People say they're not a dreamer or they don't dream, but everybody dreams. It's just that those people don't readily recall their dreams. And while in the book, I share lots of different tips on how you can remember your dreams, at the cornerstone, I believe, is that if you hold your dreams in high regard, if you believe that you have dreams, if you have confidence that you'll remember your dreams, research has shown that you will more readily remember your dreams. It's that simple.
So I want to ask you this question, and I want to keep rolling here on this, and so I'm going to go ahead and skip the first break, but I want to let everybody know we have three books, Benny, to give away. Three of these complete Book of Dreams books to give away today. And I want to thank you for your generosity about that, and also your publisher and the people you're working with. I want to thank them. I want to talk to you about something that I learned the hard way, but man, it is the essence of your book, or at least I think it's the essence of your book. There are dreams that people think, oh, I'm just reading, just dreaming, and it's just like floating out there and has really no tentacles, no meaning, no purpose. And then there is the discovery that dreams have a life force energy that could determine, depict, navigate, and guide our lives.
Yes.
How do we do that?
Most.
Because that's your book. That has got to be, my sense is that's your book. Am I off? Correct me if I'm
off. No, you are completely on. Because to me, at the core of my book, at the core of how I frame, I work with, I relate to, I see dreams, is their ability to guide us. You know, my whole career has been about helping people to connect to a greater level of well-being. And to me, dreams do that, right? Because you gather a sense of awareness about yourself, about larger things than you, right? And that sense of awareness and consciousness, right, fills you out to be able to understand what you're feeling. Right, to be able to weave through and navigate complexities at any moment in time, including now, here and now, in this complex time we're living in. Right, and so they can be a guiding force, a beacon, a landscape, and a laboratory in which you work things out and work things through to gain more clarity and awareness, which to me brings a greater sense of well-being.
I got to tell you, you mentioned Daniel in your book. Well, you mention a lot. I want to just tell people what they can expect when they read the book. You know, you're not just going to get a book. And for those of you out there, Benny, we have three copies. Let's go ahead and give away a copy. And I want to say to everybody out there, if you've got a question for Stephanie, phone lines are open. This is for you. If you're over in Facebook and you're hanging out with David, type your question in. Do you have a dream? Do you have something that you want to bring to the forefront? If you're on Transformation Talk Radio, you'll see you can ask a question there. You know, this show is for you. This is what the body of work that Stephanie does. This is for all of us. So 1-800-930-2819. We'll give away the first copy of the book. It's amazing. And, you know, you take us on this journey of history. Thank you for doing that. And then you remind us of people that we're familiar with. And one of my favorite people to talk about and wish that I would have known more about, right? Because we only get like, I thought, well, wait a minute. You know, like psychics in the Bible? Oh, yeah. And more, right? And the idea of dreams that come to people and then people do something with us. Help us build that bridge. Because to me, that's the essence of well-being. in a sense, when you get an insight or an intuition or whatever it is, or a dream, we wonder, should I do something, Stephanie? What do I do? Tell us about how you've connected those dots of history to bring us to where we are today, to really exalt the power of dreams.
Okay, I'll try to distill. There's so much where I can go.
No, you go, man. You got like 10 minutes before break. Go for it.
So some of my favorite examples, and I'll try to sort of be chronological, is right in the Bible, right? The tales of Daniel, the tales of Joseph, right? Being able to work through and guide those who came to them with wisdom and awareness in terms of what their dreams were. Of course, they at that point said, well, it's not me interpreting, right? It's God moving through me to share this with you. One of my favorite things, and you alluded to this, is the ancient Greco-Roman dream temples. And this is one of the things that really turned me on to dreams when I realized that back in the day, at the cornerstone of the approach to health and medicine, you know, in the cult of Asclepius and these famed doctors were these, now I think they found like ruins of 300 of these temples. These temples that they built, and people would travel far and wide who were infirmed. They would go through these rituals of the herbs they would take, and, you know, they would see these cathartic plays to connect to their emotions. And they would go into these sacred sleep temples because they felt that connecting to the dream, ideally if Asclepius or any of his proxies would come through and deliver you either direct healing or the cures through your dreams, that you would then, you know, people, there's all those accounts too of like people coming in infirmed and leaving in great health. And not just, we think of dreams as like health, like psychological, right? Like, you know, when Freud came along, right, it shifted to that. But this is also the recounting that there's some healing alchemy that can occur in a dream that can heal you on a host of different levels. So there's that. There's also numerous accounts of artists and writers who had dreams for their opuses, you know, came through that. And whether it be Jasper Johns and his flags painting, or Mary Shelley and Frankenstein. And it's supposedly Larry Page from Google said that an idea for the search engine came to him in his dream, right? So if you ever want to discount like the richness of your dreams, like just remember that example. So there's just lots and lots of examples of like people who have also then said, I'm going to turn to my dream, like Dolly, who actively turned to his dreams in the hypnagogic state to get those images that would come from that vast place. And then he transformed those into his art.
Question for you.
Please.
True story. People ask me, like, dude, like, how did you get here? Like 16 years, the Dr. Pat Show, blah, 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 blah. And recently I've talked about the fact that this wasn't the Dr. Pat Show. It was crust busting your way to an awesome life. I have showed the little original business card that on the back of it, I had a vision. And I want to share it with you. I've shared it twice this week. I don't know why I'm sharing it, because it has to do with where I am today and where we are as a network. And on the back, I had a vision that I was going, and I was really at the worst in my life. And I said, I my goal is to reach 1 million people and to help them bust through the crust and live life full out. I didn't say I'm going to do a radio show and do it, but I had a dream about it. And it wasn't like your normal dream. It wasn't like 3 hours of dreaming. It was like in and out, like in and out. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like this masterful with storyboards. It was like in and out. And I dial the wrong phone number, and I don't hang up, and I give somebody a credit card. And same thing happened with the network. Same thing's happening with our expansion. How can we talk to people that believe dreams happen in a certain way? Like, you go to bed at night, you're going to have them. For me, I'm driving across the I-90, and I'm coming back from the studio, and I'm driving across I-90. And my windshield, you know, like on the I-90 here, for people that don't live here, I-90 is this beautiful, like there's a bridge across the lake. And it's just gorgeous. And on a sunny day, it is devastating. You know, people just can't see. It's so beautiful. And I'm driving across it, and the sun is out. and the windshield lights up with the complete image and vision of the transformation network, the 10 channels, the way the logos look. And believe me, I didn't have a clue of what to do. 2 days later, I get a call telling me you have to start a network. Your buddy Greg wrote a bad check and I have to pay the mortgage. Now, some people have said that's not a dream. That's something else. But we don't all dream the same, do we?
No, we definitely don't all dream the same. I'm right in terms of just like the styles of the dreams that people may have, right? Either the, you know, the quick in and out, the long portrayed. Some people have unique dreams. Some people have the same dream again and again and again. And then some people too can tap into a dream when they're not even sleeping, right? That sense of just where your intuition takes you and tapping into that highly visual route to that knowingness, right? Like, and what the depths of your being know, and whether you, that comes to you when you're sleeping, comes to you in a meditation, right? Comes to you at any moment, right? And I, and that's the thing I feel at the base is like to encourage people to listen in, to listen into their, themselves and trust what is within that and what will arise and where that can take you.
You know, I want to talk about a couple other things in the book. One of them is a one of the things you talk about in the book, which really ties it together. And then you bring us to dreaming today. You talk about the laboratory for invention, right, in the book. And then you take us on a journey to bring in both Native American traditions and what it means today. And most importantly, this is called a complete book of. And so then you give us tools. I want to be able to share with people through your voice the possibilities we have regardless of a COVID pandemic. And I think that you probably wrote this book, I don't know when, but you didn't write it yesterday, right? But it is the book to help people remember, and I talked about this today. If you're dreaming to go back to school, don't give it up. If you had a vision for your life or a vision for you, don't give it up. Help us bridge the gap and remind us about this laboratory for invention and how we can reinvent and invent ourselves. Please, Stephanie.
So if you think about too, right, if we hold that we will gain deep awareness in our dreams and we hold that intention, right, and we are, because we all are, right, moving through different challenges at different times in our life, right, we, you know, whether it be with a relationship or a career or how we navigate the stress and the struggles, right? And what is our dream life? You know, if we realize this is not it right now, we can turn to our dreams to gain that sense of awareness. And one of my favorite tools for that is doing something called dream incubation, which I referred to before, we talked about, which is both trusting that your dream has that insight for you. Before you go to bed, you think about an area that you want to query this laboratory. Right? You know,
I love this part.
It's so you, yeah. So let's just say for yourself, you're like, you know, this is not it. You know, what is my dream life? I mean, it could be something like that, or maybe it's something more specific in terms of like, you know, sort of a challenge that you're having, what have you. So you think about what is an area that's really important for me to know. And it shouldn't be something sort of flippant, and it shouldn't be something that you haven't really thought about. Like it's some part of yourself that's like you've been thinking about, you've been cogitating, you know, you've been sort of like stirring the pot of your conscious and your unconscious. You think about what that area is and you frame a very simple question. You know, something to the effect of, dream, please guide me as to the route to my dream life. And if you can, right, you think about that during the day, if you can, you know, you start to do it earlier. What I love too is you write it down in your journal or a piece of paper by your bedside. You can even strengthen the intention by you know, if it's a focused question, like putting reminders of that somewhere on your dream altar, or if you have a very special crystal or what have you that connects for you, that sense of living your dream life, somewhere near you. Mm. And then you frame the question and you let it just, as you're going to sleep, you let it wash over you. Mm-hmm. More times than not. And by the way, this is not something that, I mean, it sounds maybe hooey or maybe magical, but there's actually published research on this.
No, I'm totally, that's why I wanted you to talk about it, because, you know, these are the things that, for me, I very haphazardly discovered these things. But what I will say is, even as a young kid, I was plugged into something. I mean, I wasn't kidding when I said my folks sent me to Dr. Jacoby at a very young age. Dr. Jacoby was the family psychiatrist. For a whole lot of reasons. First of all, I thought I was Elvis, so I would dress like Elvis, and I had the guitar. I mean, there's that thing. But there would be these other things where I would talk about the fact that I created my army at night. I mean, I'm a kid. I mean, like, what, 8? And I'm like, yeah, I slept with my army last night. So, you know, you can imagine a mom. Like, nowadays, moms are much more enlightened. But here's the thing I want to talk about when we come back, because you didn't just write a book that gives us a backdrop to say, look at these folks, Freud, Daniel. I mean, you say these folks, these ideas, right? This is the laboratory of invention. This is also the canvas of possibility. So when I read your book, and I want to talk to you about this, I want to help people today solidify and firm their esoteric belief and action in possibilities and dream. Because when we stop dreaming, we stop hoping. Let's take a short break when we come back. And as I said before, we have got copies of the book to give away. I love that, Benny. Thank you. We've already given one away. 1-800-930-2819. And for those of you over there on Facebook, just want to say David's also posted a copy of the book. So we're making sure we put this in your hands the best way we can. The other thing, if you are over Facebook or you're going to call in, what is your dream question for Stephanie? What would you like to know? You know, is something keep popping up for you and it just doesn't leave you? What does that mean? Is it dreaming? Is it an inside information? And I don't know if Stephanie's going to take a walk on the wild side with me today and talk about dreaming and astrology. We'll see. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message Delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit AngelMessagesToYou.com. That's AngelMessages, the number 2, the letter U.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Mama Cass is coming to me now. I could feel her. Mama, she's coming to me. I got to tell you, Mama Cass, when Benny, weird you played that. When that group came out, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You weren't around. Were you around, Benny? No, I don't know.
77, so it was just before me.
Yeah, just before
so
you.
To speak. Yeah.
Her energy music, and when she did that song, right? It was so chilling to my bone. And I got to ask Stephanie about all of this, right? Stephanie, before we like hop off, because I really want to have you share what you've put in the book that enables people to go from 2175 BC to today and the power of that. How do they get a copy of the book? How do they find out about you? How do they work with you? All of the above.
So you can find the book at any store that sells books, whether that's online or your local independent bookstore here in the Seattle area. You can even get it at Elliott Bay. And they also will ship it. So anywhere that you want, you can find out more about the book on my website, which is stephaniegaling.com. And that will tell you about that. It will tell you about the classes that I'm doing and the ways that we can work together doing astrological guidance or astro dream work or the host of different services that I offer.
I'm telling you, we only have an hour, boy, but I hope you're going to come back because we got to talk about some of this other stuff. I made a statement about a month ago, and I'm just going to briefly say this statement, but it was in a different context. And the statement I made was, despite what you hear on the news, despite what you may think politically, I am telling you, it is going to be amazingly great by my birthday. And people were like, dude, are you like living in like some kind of cave? And then they said, like, when's your birthday, 2022? No, it's December 11th. Don't know why I said it. Just had a sight of it. Don't have the details. People asking me, give me a political prediction. Give me an astrological prediction. You know, are you going to be taking the new space shuttle to Mars or wherever you're going? No. So what I want to ask you is, here we are, and your book is so beautifully written. And by the way, it is written in a way that anybody can understand it and take action. Tell us about what you're doing here to bridge the gap of and demystifying of dreaming so that people can take this thing we call dream and turn it into a positive action and enter the world of possibilities.
Yeah. So as you say, like the first part of the book, too, is that it's like bridging that gap, right? Like dreams have this history. Dreams were looked at and held in this reverence for their wisdom, right? Now, here they are for you, right? Tapping into the fact that you connecting to your dreams can help you to live your dream life. And so then the rest of the book talks both, I mean, it definitely gives background because I find that fascinating, like, well, what are dreams and what are the sleep stages? And, you know, just sort of that biochemistry. What is a dream? But then it's empowering in terms of, okay, what are the different ways that my dreams can open up my life? Like one of my favorite chapters is a chapter on somatic dreams, right? Which are the dreams that we can have and which actually are in different classifications of different medical systems of how our dreams can give us our awareness of what might be going on with ourselves? What dis-ease may we be having, right? So we can tune into that and see how we can maybe, you know, pull together different self-care or wellness strategies, and those may come to the dream, in our dream, just like they did back in the Asclepian temples. But also then, okay, if dreams can connect us to awareness so we can lead our dream life, and also just figure out and find ourselves like more confidently moving through this maze of the chaos, especially now that we're moving through, how do I connect to my dream? So there's a whole area of all these ways to better recall your dreams, because remember, we are all dreamers. We just need help recalling and remembering. How to document your dreams. I also have a whole chapter. One of the most powerful ways, I think, to make sense of your dream is also by different like journaling tips that I speak about in terms of how to sort of find out on your own what your dreams mean, right? Because yes, certain symbols, or most symbols, right, have an archetypal connection. You know, what the archetype of a snake, you know, or a bull, or a baby, or water, right? This is something that weaves throughout culture. But what that snake means to me is different than what it means to you, right? And that's why I talk about, like, those, you know, dream dictionaries, good starting place, right? But you don't stop there. So how can you then work through what does that dream actually mean to me? So I talk about how to document them, how to decode them. It's not a book where that is like, you dream this, it means that. I don't believe that to be true, right? Dreams are really personal. So I take you on a journey giving you tools that you can use so you can connect to your dreams and you can catalyze their unfolding of what they are offering to you. And then, of course, there's chapters in the back where I do talk about children, yeah. Right? There's a chapter about how to help children to sleep better and how to connect children to their dreams. And, of course, I shouldn't forget, you know, I always say to dream well, you have to sleep well.
So I love this, because let's make sure we mention this, because yeah. I was so pleasantly surprised when I read your book twice now. When I went back and I said, oh, my God, she's talking about inactivity theory. Oh my gosh. She is setting people up for really a transformative change, not just in the dream, but literally a well-being and a wellness. And it was so clear to me that your wellness background was like, boom, right there. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to start some of this, you know, talk to Linda about start some of this. That was for me. I wasn't surprised you included it, but I was happy because you're connecting the reality of how to prepare ourselves for well-being so that the next part of this gives us the insight. And I'm telling you, I don't know why you wrote a book like this, but basically this is the key to helping us enter the world of well-being for me.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah, I mean, it's so important to connect to our dreams. It's so important for us to like feel rested and renewed, right? And also, you know, so many people have a problem with sleep, and many people, not everybody, sort of, you know, go to the root of the different gadgets or the medicines. And it's like, okay, how can we both understand why we're not sleeping well, right? And what can we do from a holistic perspective to help us, right? To connect to that rest and renewal. So I was really glad that I was able to like put those chapters in there.
Well, not only that, I mean, your reference to 3000 BCE and talking about plant medicines, what it says is, wait a minute, this is not a new, this is not, oh, wait a minute, we're in modern times and it's the new electromagnetic and you can't sleep. It's like 3000 BCE, these people were like, what? Chamomile, lavender. I got lavender oil back here in my thing. Valerian root. And so, you know, not only are you saying this is it, but what you're saying is back then, this is what folks did. That's why I keep referring to you as bridging a gap or connecting our past, our present, and our future, right?
Yeah. And if I can tell you, I haven't really said this to many people, my inspiration, like what brought, I mean, I dreamed from a little girl, as a little girl, and dreams have always fascinated me. And that's sort of the poetic, I'm a Pisces, the poetic, symbolic world is like my jam, if you will. And the language, you know, language of astrology, the language of dreams. But when my first introduction that sort of started to allow me to weave or bridge, actually, like bridge the two, was when I took a workshop about 11 years ago with Lawrence Hillman, who did a workshop on astrology and dreams. And then right after that, I discovered those ancient Greek dream temples. And I thought, this is such timeless wisdom. I want to bring a modern version of that to the here and the now, you know, which is sort of some of the bedrock of that book, is for people to connect to the ritual, the sacredness of their sleep and their dreams, and bring that timeless wisdom to us here today in 2020 and beyond.
You know, and you do it. I mean, what do you think? I want to jump to this question. What do you think is the greatest challenge we have now? Because I referenced the past quite a bit. I want to bring us up to where we are today. I know for me, there are some behavioral things I needed to stop doing. I needed to unplug from news 24/7. But because of the business I'm in, I need to know that there is an election going on, right? But there are things that are happening in today's world that didn't happen 3,000 years ago. Can you talk to that? Because you do address it. You do take us from then to now. What are you seeing are the changes? And what are you seeing your clients have mostly on their radar without, of course, giving their names? May have lost Stephanie for a minute here. Let's go to a quick break, Benny, if we could. David, let's go to a quick break, and we will get her back because she must be getting ready to talk about something super important to really blow out the internet, folks. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
The Coach Peggy Show. All things wellness with Coach Peggy Wilms. Tune in live every first and third Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you settling? No more. Coach Peggy takes on all things wellness. We go way beyond nutrition and fitness. The Coach Peggy Show is not afraid to be bold, badass, and it's never half in. For more information, visit allthingswellness.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
If I could pick like a model, we got a dream on. All right. Tell folks how they can find out about you, how to, and I hope you'll come back, all of the above, and take us for really launching.
You got it.
Epic. Go.
You got it. Okay. Find out more about me. My website, StephanieGaling.com. I'm on Instagram, Stephanie_Galing, Facebook, Planetary Apothecary. Okay. 2020. Let's talk about 2020. From an astrological perspective, I'm going to pepper that in, right? We have this Saturn-Pluto, Jupiter-Pluto conjunctions, basically where what has been set as structures that did not have integrity could not pass stress tests, and were torn down. In that, even for ourselves, you know, what all of the layers that we've built on in our lives, we came face to face with those that held and those that didn't, right? And the things, and I'm not going to silver line this, and I'm not going to bypass, like, there's a lot of terror and a lot of upset and a lot of fear and a lot of suffering. And we came face to face too, I think, with a lot of this feeling of like death and ending around us. Like, whoa, what? Like, there's no tomorrow. Like, there's no like a wait for some sunshiny day to like get my dreams going. Like, life is short. How do I want to live? Right. And so, really pulling, and I've seen this with all my clients, like, what is truly essential for me? And how do I align my life with that? And also, one of the things that got torn down for a lot of people, if they're really in the moment of like, who knows what tomorrow will bring, I need to start living now, is their fears. That itself started to get dismantled because there's no time, there's no space, or also realizing this, that the life we're living in right now has so many things that we would be fearful. And we're still moving on, moving on. Those other fears of like, you're not a good speaker. You'll never be successful. Like the stories we tell ourselves, I've seen that across the board, people realizing, oh, that's an illusion. So what I would say to people is, right, see where you, your fears have been dismantled, right? See at the root of you what is truly essential for you to live your life with the most joy. You know, what is your dream life? And then turn to, I mean, you said before about some of the differences between before and now, mm-hmm. and what we're going through now. I think that one of the greatest powers that we can all have is to tune things out at times, to listen in and trust the voice within. You can connect to that to your dreams. You can connect to that through journaling or meditation or, you know, a lovely quiet stroll in the park or what have you. Take that time to tune out, to tune in. And in there, you can understand more what you want, what you need, what your dream life looks like, and the routes to embark upon to traverse that path to move yourself towards that.
You know, one of the things I want to make sure we capture, and I hope you will come back, is I want to step for the next, let's say, 5 minutes or so. I want to step in to bring people to the world of possibilities in how we go about integrating the energies. And what do I mean by that? I mean, integrating an idea, a dream, whatever we want to call it, with the energies and holding on to that place of possibilities. Now, I've been called Pollyanna Patty, but I'm not a woman of possibilities without action. That's probably 4 planets in Sag and 4 in Capricorn. The Capricorn, my moon in Capricorn's like, yeah, you can have that idea, but you better get off your butt. Help us with the fact that we are getting possibilities, innovations 24/7. And we can get it done. Help us with that part because that's in your book.
Yeah, and I'm with you, right? I mean, it's about the idea and the inspiration, and then it's just like hitting the map. Right? Like doing something with that, not just streaming in that land of possibility. Because one, you can manifest and you can create. And then also what happens when you do that? You have that sense of strength and you have that sense of confidence and you carry yourself in your life in this whole other way. And that radiates to everybody around you. Okay. So one example, just and to be practical, tactical, is something comes to you in your dream. And again, if you're trusting yourself, you have this dream, there's this one piece. It just stays with you. It just stays with you. It's an action, a figure, a color, whatever it may be. I'm just going to keep it wide. Hold that. Bring that with you throughout the day. Well, actually, maybe I won't be wide. I'll just say, like, it's this crystal pyramid.
Yeah.
This prism. Throughout the day, think about it. Reflect on it. Draw it. Sing it, collage it, like see where it's bringing you and what it, like this is what threads it helps you to unwind. Where does it take you? what is it saying to you? Not even just analyzing it, right? Doing that sort of dialogue like James Hillman would do. Like, what is the image revealing to you? And just to trust, if this is sticking with me, and I'm doing this in this intention setting of wanting to live this dream life and connect to that sense of possibility, I trust that this image will reveal that to me. So you hone it, you honor it, you let it guide you and see where it takes you.
You know, I am glad you agreed to come back.
Yes.
Linda's already figuring it out. I want to thank you for writing a book that is so, how should I say it, innovative, but down to earth. And what I mean by that is you allow for us to understand who we are, and then you give us some tools to become who we want to be. And that is the energy that we are living in, at least here at the network. Thank you for that. Please, again, give people information about you. And then one last question that I have. I'd love to know your personal message, Stephanie.
So you can find me at stephaniegehling.com. My personal message, I think the thing that has inspired me my whole life is just connect to and stream from love.
Yeah. I loved the giant behemoth.
Yes.
Stephanie Gehling, everybody. The other thing is, where do people get a copy of your book? Because I just want to make sure they know how to go out and buy it, download it, all of the above.
So if you're online, you can get it at all the players, you know, BarnesandNoble.com and Books A Million and Amazon, Indie Books, Indie Bound. Connect with your local independent bookseller. And if they don't have it in stock, they'll order it for you and you'll get it in a day or two. So you can support also your local bookseller.
And I just want to say for everybody listening, when you go to Stephanie's site, please take a look at what she does to help all of us step forward. Whether you're thinking about, I need a life coach, I need somebody to help me. She has something called Stellar Twist. There's so much here, right? You'll be able to see what people say about working with her, because this is a time where if you take the journey alone, it really can be lonely. And there's so much here that she has said yes to help all of us stand in our yes. And that's what we love about this. You know, in addition to that, certainly you can find out more about her book. You can find out about speaking. But also, when you check her out, there is an entire array of resources free and available to you.
Expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.